Proclamation number 7474 of 9th of December, 1959. Concept of time and space. They are concepts of eternity. Would you like to imagine the time since your soul is on its way back to me? And you lack all ability of estimation for this, which is why eternities are spoken of. However, one day this state will end. One day the concept of time and space will also change for you. As soon as you have entered the state of perfection, which no longer knows any limitation, then everything is the same for you. Past, present and future. And you experience everything, where and when you want it, as present, a state which you are likewise unable to imagine. But the being only knows limited things in the state of imperfection. However, all limitation is invalid when the being has become perfect, thus is returned to its original state in which it was in the beginning. This is why the soul will also be able to experience everything retrograde again as present and recognize my great love, for only then will it also grasp the miraculous nature of its course of development from the deepest fall to the highest height, and it will be blissfully happy in the awareness that it is now my child and will remain so forever. For then there is no longer any limitation. Then it can stay where it wants and also put itself into the state it wants, even if it already lies in the past, because this has now become a present state for it. The concept of time and space belongs to the state of imperfection, just as every limitation is always a sign of deficiency, which you humans will also only understand once every limitation falls away from you. But the prerequisite for this is that you enter the kingdom of light. This is also a degree of bliss in which all limited things will fall away from you, for the kingdom of light means the abolition of all limitations. It means insight through time and space. The soul will be able to stay wherever it wants to be in its thoughts and whenever it wants. And as a result, past events will also come alive in it because it can experience everything as present. And then it will praise and sing my eternal thanks that I've guided it back into its father's house, where the beatitudes it can now enjoy in my presence will never end, and it will always be aware of my love and grace which will prepare these glories for it forever. And then the soul will experience my act of salvation, and only then will it realize what this act of salvation has meant for itself. For only now will it recognize the great love which has redeemed its great sin in order to be able to open up all the glories of the kingdom of heaven for it. It recognizes the abysmal distance it once stood from me. It recognizes the great grace and mercy which followed it into the abyss and lifted it up again. It recognizes the tireless patience and love on the path of return, for it also sees its former resistance and rejection towards my love. And it trembles in holy shuddering because of my great love and mercy towards all that once fell. It cannot but praise and glorify Him who created it and who saved it through His work of redemption from eternal torment. And again it experiences this work of mercy in you because it thereby attains ever deeper realization of what was done to it in order to make it so infinitely blissful. And the soul, full of gratitude, will do everything in order to help other souls achieve the same beatitude, for it sees the great hardship of those who still dwell in darkness, and its constant will is to help them, because the love for all unredeemed is kindled in it in view of the glory which my love has prepared for my child and will continue to prepare for it for all eternity. Amen.